اللهم اجعلني فيه من المتوكلين عليه، واجعلني فيه من الفائزين لديه، واجعلني فيه من المقربين بإحسانك يا غاية الطالبين، بإحسانك يا غاية الطالبين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. It's hard to believe that today is already day number 10 of the blessed month of Ramadan. We've passed through a third of the month, and we should be looking at ourselves and seeing where we are in this blessed month of Ramadan. We still have 20 more days rather to go through, but that will also go by very quickly. Today our topic from Ramadan Reflections is on spiritual contentment and spiritual exhilaration. And what this means is that when we engage in acts of worship, it should not be some tedious affair that we perform just to get it over with. It shouldn't be something that we just do to check it off of our list of things done on the day, but rather we should be able to develop some peace of mind and peace of heart and joy and love and pleasure from our acts of worship. And this is what the Prophet and the Imams, peace be upon all of them, used to experience, that contentment in the acts of worship of Allah. We begin with a hadith which tells us the following in terms of the spiritual contentment, and we read this. Spiritual happiness is a beneficial means through which the spiritually blissful person is guided towards deliverance and redemption. So our acts of worship should get us to this level that we become spiritually blissful, that we're not, you know, always in a state of commotion and inner upheavals and you know, no focus in our life. Rather, our prayers, our acts of worship, all of these acts that we define as terms of acts of spirituality should help us in every aspect of our lives. And we should be able to reach towards a level of deliverance, of redemption, of being content and reaching that level of spiritual happiness with our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a tradition from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, in which he said the following: a spiritually happy person is the one whose obedience is carried out with sincerity to Allah. Our worship of Allah should not be because my mother or father told me to do it, or because I heard, I heard in a lecture the punishment which if I don't perform a particular action, or that I want to trade with Allah for paradise. No, we should get to the level where our worship is sincerely for the sake of Allah, because He's asked us to do something, and because of our sheer and utter love for our Creator, that we want to worship Him for no other reason. And this is how the Commander of the Faithful terms one who is Sa'id, one who is spiritually content and happy, is all of his actions are done only for the sake of Allah. We end with one last tradition on this 10th day of the month of Ramadan, in which the Prophet was speaking to his brother, to his cousin, to his son-in-law, to his successor, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him. And he says to Ali, he says, O Ali, indeed the spiritually happy person is the one who after me obeys you, and who after me accepts your mastership and your authority. This beautiful tradition from our beloved messenger, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, shows us that the path to true spiritual happiness, the path to true felicity, to the path to being that one who is imbibing in the love of Allah and is bubbling in the pleasure of being a servant of Allah, lies in the following of the Commander of the Faithful, as him being the first successor to the Messenger of Allah, as him being the one to be the leader of those who follow the religion of Islam. And the Prophet tells us that whoever obeys him after the death of the Prophet and accepts the mastership and authority of the Commander of the Faithful, that indeed he is truly the one who is Sa'id, the one who has been spiritually lifted to that level of spiritual happiness and felicity. And so on this 10th day of the month of Ramadan, we ask Allah to include us amongst the ones who truly accept the mastership of Amir al-Mu'mineen and the Imams from his progeny. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.